Hello, everyone. Today's passage comes from Romans chapter 4. Again, that's Romans chapter 4, and I'll read that for us. What then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. Is this blessing then only for the circumcised, or also for the uncircumcised? For we say that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it counted to him? Was it before or after he had been circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised. He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that righteousness would be counted to them as well, and to make him the father of the circumcised who are not merely circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null, and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope he believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words, "it was counted to him," were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead, Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for justification. Amen. If you're following along in our devotional series through Romans so far, we read yesterday in Romans chapter 3 where the Apostle Paul talks about how salvation comes not from works of the law, but purely by faith in Jesus, which is available to not only the Jews, but to all people. Essentially, this is the gospel message. Today, the Apostle Paul talks about the same thing, but now contextualizes this gospel truth through the example of Abraham. And I think the reason why Paul chose to talk about Abraham is because Abraham was a big deal to the Jews. He is the father of their faith, and to be a descendant of Abraham as a Jew was to be the manifestation of the promise that God had made in Genesis, the descendants that would be as numerous as the stars. This identity that the Jews had as descendants of Abraham was something they absolutely treasured and guarded. To them, this was the meaning of the fulfillment of God's promise in Genesis. But the Apostle Paul, in this passage, is about to turn that whole paradigm upside down. In the first few verses, Paul clarifies that even Abraham was not justified by his righteous works. He quotes Genesis chapter 15, where it says that it was Abraham's belief in God that was counted to him as righteousness. The father of their faith, Abraham, was counted righteous through faith and not works. Paul digs a little further into this in verse 9, where he rhetorically asks if the blessing of righteousness through faith and forgiveness of sins is only for the circumcised. And of course, the answer is no, because Abraham received this blessing before he was circumcised. Circumcision was just a seal or a symbol of his faith, not a means to righteousness. Paul begins to lay out very plainly that this blessing of righteousness through faith is, by definition, for everyone. I want to focus a bit on verses 13 to 16, which say this. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. This, for ancient Jews, turns their whole understanding of their faith upside down. Righteousness is not through works, but through faith. Not only that, but this blessing is also offered not only to the Jews, but to anyone who has faith. I'm sure that this was a huge stretching moment for the early Jewish Christians at the time. There was probably a lot of sleepless nights for many of them, wrestling with this paradigm shift and asking God, Lord, is this really what you planned all along? But I'm also confident that many of these early Jewish Christians began to see the beauty and wonder of God's redemptive plan for humanity through the encouragement of Paul in this letter to the Roman church. Most of us listening to this devotional, we don't have a Jewish cultural background, but I still think some of these sentiments that the early Jewish Christians felt might be relatable to us today. For me, this passage kind of stretches me to expand my narrow view on how God's reach is truly expansive, truly capable of reaching anybody. There might be people in our lives where we think to ourselves, I really don't think this person will ever come to know Christ. But I want to challenge and encourage us today that this blessing of righteousness through faith really is readily available to anyone who has faith. And I also want to remind us that the person who wrote this passage used to be someone every Christian would have thought never would come to have faith. But here we are. Paul is now considered to be the greatest evangelist to the Gentiles in all of history. We're reading the proof that God is utterly capable of reaching any and all people to come to faith. So let's go to God with that kind of attitude and confidence. Think of someone today that you might have either brushed off or maybe have been discouraged that they would never come to faith. Let's ask God earnestly for them to come to know this amazing gift of grace that God offers through faith in Christ. This gift really is for everyone. So let's keep on asking God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this unmerited gift of grace that you offer us. We see through Abraham in today's passage that you had this plan in mind since the beginning. This plan to offer righteousness through faith while Jesus takes on the dues of our sin. God, help us to firmly believe with confidence that anyone can come to know the truth of the gospel. So may we be fervent in our pursuit of this faith, to make known your good and perfect character to every and anyone that we encounter. May people in our lives come to know this free gift of grace through faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.